One of the most prominent voices in New Hampshire journalism will now lead the committee awarding one of the most prestigious awards in journalism. The new administrator of the Pulitzer Prizes, which also recognizes excellence in literature and the arts, is Mike Pride. He served as editor for the Concord Monitor for 25 years, another five as managing editor before that. In that time, the paper won numerous national and regional awards, including a Pulitzer Prize for feature photography. Mike Pride joins me now to talk about his new job. Welcome and congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much.
You've been involved with the Pulitzer Prizes for a number of years as a board member and as a jurist. How does the administrator factor into the awards process?
The administrator makes the process go and makes the trains run on time and handles the submission of the entries, the selection of the juries. He doesn't select the juries, but he makes the calls and puts together the juries, and also advises the board and listens to the board's advice in terms of potential changes in the prize.
It's become a cliche to talk about the changes in journalism recently, but here we go. I mean, the Pulitzer Board itself not only accepts award entries from online organizations, but it accepts those entries themselves online. And what about the differences now between what qualifies as a newsroom? I mean, it used to be that there were straightforward traditional news outlets, a newspaper, a magazine. Now there are questions about whether a platform like Twitter might be considered a form of journalism, or a satire outlet like The Onion might be considered a form of journalism. How does a prominent voice in journalism like the Pulitzer start to look at these questions and maybe even find some answers?
In the last 10 or 12 years, the pace of change in the way the Pulitzer's work has accelerated because of the huge changes in journalism. And I fully expect that to continue. The difficulty for the Pulitzer Prize board and the administrator really are to move and keep moving, but not move too fast. So you have to preserve the role of the Pulitzers in American journalism, which basically is to define and recognize excellence, no matter where it comes from in the journalism world, but at the same time be very open to different platforms and different directions that the news might come from.
Finding excellence and recognizing excellence wherever it may come from, could it be that the changing landscape makes it more difficult for, say, a paper like the Concord Monitor to be recognized at a high level like the Pulitzer Prizes, or is it more likely that they might be noticed?
I think the difficulty for smaller newspapers, including the Monitor, is loss of staff over the last several years. Just the the mission grows, and what the reporters and the journalists have to do at the Monitor increases. But in the meantime, the number of them decreases. So that makes it very, very difficult for them to carry out their basic mission. And, when the Monitor won the Pulitzer in 2008, it was for a year-long project. And it's very hard to do a year-long project when you're having so much trouble keeping up with just what you really need to do as a newspaper to serve your community. So I think your point is well taken. I think it's going to be more difficult for smaller papers to win. That said, they still do.
There is no shortage of journalists who work with you and for you at the Monitor who said, Mike Pride is one of the people, if not the person, who taught me how to do what I do as a journalist. What do you tell aspiring journalists or new journalists today, given all of this concerning news about immense changes going on in the field?
I don't think my approach to it has changed. I spent a few months back at the Monitor early this year in a management transition, and I think my advice was the same. Learn to do what you do really well. Care about every word. Care about every reader. Care about every source and every story. Treat people right. It's really pretty basic direction. And also in terms of career, in my experience at least, the ones who really rise up and, do all those things and really get in touch with the community and become great community journalists can still move on to larger organizations and do really good work there.
And speaking of moves, you are now planning one. You're not going to be commuting to Columbia University, where the Pulitzer Board is based, from New Hampshire. You're actually heading to New York.
That is the most difficult hurdle for me because, my identity is not just as a journalist here, but I lived here. I'm a New Hampshire person, and I have a deep and abiding interest in New Hampshire history. And that was the hardest thing But you know what you do in life is when an opportunity like this comes along, you have to weigh what it is that is being asked of you in the opportunity versus what you're doing now. And it was a very, very hard choice. But once the position was offered, I realized that, you know, it's a very it's very important work. And I felt like it was worth taking on and worth sacrificing my love of New Hampshire. And it doesn't also doesn't mean that I'm going to leave here for good and all. You know, I will get back. But who knows, you know, who knows what the future holds.
Well, we'll be sure to stop and say hi when we see you in town. In the meantime, good luck with your new position as administrator of the Pulitzer Prizes. Mike Pride, thanks so much.
Thank you, Brady.